Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act something. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap dog, giving them all on, dressed like the $1 million, bust things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
Yeah, I got one. And I got a message for you today, too. Something I was thinking about that might help you along the way. The thing I appreciate about so many people that I learned from, Bishop Jakes, Kenneth Olmer, Donnie McClurkin, Kirk Franklin, Joel Osteen, I can't tell you. And many more than that. I mean, you know, I'm naming, you know, famous people because I know you know these names. But my father, who you never met, was so great in my development as a man. But my mother, Lord have mercy, my mother, she taught me about faith. She gave me the things I needed to know about what I speak about every day. That basis was given to me by her. So it's so many great people. But here's the thing that I've had to learn. And that is that if God got you through it, it's done. Move on. See, I can't tell you how many people don't really pay attention to that close enough. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. How many times have we as people allowed God to get us through something, get us beyond something, get us over something, get us through something, and then even after its completion, we sit there and we dwell on it, and we dwell on it to the point where it becomes an anchor around our neck, and we can't move on. We can't move on because we just won't let it go. It's done. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. Stop harboring on the past. Stop hanging on to every time you fail. Stop hanging on to every time you slipped up and messed up. Stop hanging on to every time you didn't get it right. So what? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody messes up. Everybody don't get it right. Everybody struggling with something. You ain't the only one. But my God, man, if God got you through it, it's done. Move on. What you hanging on to it for? That's why he got you through it, so you can move on from it. See, a lot of things that happen to us that we think are negative or bad experience, these are lessons in what not to do. This is a way to have a now, a bearing, a look out for it the next time. You got me once, you can't get me again. I'm telling you, man, if God got you through it, it's done. Move on. You have got to move on. I use this analogy all the time. I'm going to add a little bit to it. Bishop Jakes told me you cannot drive your car looking in the rearview mirror. See, you know what your rearview mirror is actually for in your car? Your rearview mirror is designed. After I pass a car and I want to merge into that lane or I want to make another move, I look up in the rearview mirror, and all I use it for, it shows me that I've gotten past it. I've gotten past the vehicle I was passing, and I got enough room now clear to make my next move. That's what I use my rearview mirror for. I use my rearview mirror to just glance up every now and then to see what's coming up on me. That's all I use it for. Listen to me real close now. Your rearview mirror on your car is after you're passing something or you're passing by something, you can look up in the rearview mirror and it lets you know you're past it. You're beyond it. It's clear now. It's in the past. You no longer have to deal with it as the car that was in front of you blocking your way. You have passed it. You look up in the mirror. You've cleared it. Now, if you want to switch lanes, you could slide on over. You got room. But that rearview mirror also lets you see if anything is coming up on you. And you just need to glance, because if you moving forward, ain't a whole lot can come up on you. You just glancing every now and then. And it reminds you that you got through something and you got beyond something. That's what the rearview mirror for. Now let's talk about that windshield. Why you think that windshield so big on your car? That's the biggest window on your car. You know why the windshield so big? Because it's where you're going. Because even the automobile makers want you to have a wide view of where you're going, so you can see what's up ahead. They put lights on the car at night so you can have night vision and see what's up ahead. But you can, see, now, why is that? Look, think about that now before I move forward with this one. Think about that windshield, man. Why is that windshield so big? So you can see where you're going. It's way more important where you're going than where you've been. Don't you see that? That's why the rearview mirror is so small, because it is nowhere near as important as it is as to where you're going. where you been just allows you to take a glance so you can make sure you cleared it, so you can see if it's room enough for you to make your next move, so you can know that you've gone through it and go ahead on about your business. But that windshield is for vision. A man without a dream or vision shall perish. That windshield is for somebody going somewhere. That windshield is for somebody up there trying to make another move. I'm going to go right. I'm going to left. I'm going to get off on this exit. I'm going to take this detour. I'm going to handle this sign. There's a new route. There's only so many miles left to go. That's what the windshield got. Let me tell you something, man. When you see a mile sign, you driving on the freeway, you on the interstate, and you, let's say you driving to a particular city, and you see a sign that says that city is 138 miles away. That lets you know where you're going and you're on the right path. Now, if you keep looking in the rearview mirror, you'll never know how close you are. You'll never know. Because you're driving your car looking in the rearview mirror. You all on the shoulder. You hear them rocks up under your car. You done scared yourself to death. Because you know why? Because you keep looking in the rearview mirror. Get out the rearview mirror. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. So what? He don't love you no more. And? Man, let's move on. If God got you through it, it's done. Move on. God got something for you. If you get out your rearview mirror and get up in that windshield, God's got something for you up ahead. But you can't see what's up ahead because you in that rearview mirror. If God got you through it, it's done. Let's move on. Come on, y'all. Don't let the past beat you up. That's the ingredients in the cake. You done made that already. That's done. Let's go. God, look in the windshield. See what God probably got something new for you. If you get out the rearview mirror and look, open up your eyes and see. All right, let's go today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ride. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm your man. I'm your boy. I'm that dude. I'm that one. You understand? The one and only Steve Harvey on the radio. Smiling this morning, man, because I'm grateful. Another shot. Another day, man. Woke up really, really early this morning. Been up since 3 o'clock, man. I love to tell you that I was praying or something like that, but no, I just got a phone call from somebody that needed some help, and I just sat on the phone with him for 2 hours and tried to talk him off the bridge. He broke up with his girl, and he was really heartbroken about it, and called me for advice. And, you know, why you call me? Because, no, it wasn't Junior. No, not 2 hours with Junior. I talked to Junior real short. Junior don't get 2 hours. Junior, maximum like 30 minutes. Me and Junior, maximum. Then I done cussed him out so bad. He just said, well, damn, Unc. That's what Junior ended up saying. All right, then. Well, sure hate I called you. Well, you know. I try to discourage people from calling me with problems because I got my own. But I talked to him, and he has some relationship problems. He was heartbroken. His girl is leaving him, and he wanted my advice. I said, well, you know, bro. Talking to a man that, you know, I get out, so, you know.
Is that your answer for every...
Get out.
Well, in the words of Judge Lynn Toler, don't ever let a man have to tell you twice he don't want you. Mm.
That's some great advice. And I do that the same thing with women. You know, once you don't want me. Now, when I was younger, though, I begged a little bit. I ain't going to lie to you. I had a, I don't know what to tell you. That's how we starting the show this morning. Shirley Strawberry Carla for real. Mississippi Monica Jr. And the legend that is Nephew Tommy. I am somebody. Junior?
Yeah.
What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I think Carla should ask you because it's her birthday. You going to tell Carla? It's Carla's birthday today.
Come on, happy now. Birthday to you.
Carla's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Rocco Wallace in the building, baby. Hey, Carly, I just want to come over and say happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you for my birthday song, Roscoe.
And yeah, you know, that's Stevie Wonder. You know, I wrote that for Stevie, you know. I gave that to Stevie.
Okay. I'm going to let you make it today. I'm not going to
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I just went on wrote that for Stevie. Cause I got tired of white folk version.
Got on your nerves.
Ain't nothing to it.
Right. Facts,
ain't Roscoe. Nothing to it. It ain't nothing. Ain't no feeling in it. Happy birthday to you. Right. And it sound like who give a damn. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. No, Happy birthday. Come on, let's put some in it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. I gave that to Stevie. And when I gave it to Stevie, you know what I said to him?
What?
Bet you ain't see that coming.
Happy birthday, Carla. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour. You're welcome. The nephew is here with the prank phone call. He's going to run it back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, this is Shirley Strawberry, and you know what? I'd like to give a shout out to all the people whose job it is to hire. From the small business owners growing their team to the HR directors who hire hundreds of people across the nation. You, my friends, have one of the toughest jobs there is. But what if I were to tell you that there's something that can make your whole hiring process much faster and easier? That's right, it's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can save you time by letting you easily invite your top candidates to apply to your job, so they're more likely to apply sooner. Hiring heroes, let ZipRecruiter help make your job easier. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Pump your brakes, mama.
Your mom's driving too fast? Okay.
What'd you say about my mama's driving?
You heard me. She's driving too fast.
Say it again, sir. What'd you say about my
Your
mama?
Mama's driving too fast. She got to pump her brakes.
Well, my mama, 81, still driving, boy. She got it going on. All right. Pump your brakes, mama. Let's go, cat diggity. Pump your brakes, mama.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Natalie, please.
Yes, this is Natalie.
Natalie, how you doing? My name is Darren. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay. Hey, Dan.
How you doing? Listen, we got a bit of a problem. If you don't mind me asking, who actually brings your kids home from school each day?
Oh, my mom gets my kids for me, and she drops them off.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Okay. Well, we have a bit of a problem. The kids are fine. There's no issue with the kids at all. But, you know, we've had a meeting here at the HOA. We've been getting some complaints. It seems like your mother is really speeding down the street real fast. And, you know, everyone's complaining about it, that, you know, it's a lot of kids walking home from school, and it seems like your mom is driving real fast when she's coming down the street to drop your kids off. Did you know anything about this?
No, not at all. That doesn't even sound like her.
Okay. What type of car does she
have? My mother?
Let me ask you this, Natalie. From what I understand, it is a... What kind of car does your mom have? Is it a Ford Escape or something like that? A little SUV? Is that what your mom has?
Yeah, she has a little red SUV.
Okay. All right. So the problem is that's the same car. That's the one we're talking about. And it seems like, you know, your mother is flying down the street and she drops the kids off. And when she leaves, she's flying back out of the neighborhood. And a couple of times some of the neighbors have told her to slow down. And, you know, I don't know if she's flicked them off or said something out the window, you know. But, you know, this is stuff that we just cannot tolerate.
Huh. Well, it really doesn't sound like my mom, but, you know, I was...
Okay, well, listen. You know what, Natalie? What we're not going to do is what you're not going to do is act like it's not your mama. It's your mother that's doing this. So what we need you to do is tell your mama to slow her down so we don't have this problem, all right? Because I tried to be nice with you at first, but if you're going to be in denial thinking it's not your mama, then we got an issue.
First of all, Darren from HOA, I need you to watch your tone and who the f*** you're talking to, all right? I need you to calm that all the way down,
okay,
all right? I said that I would talk to her.
You need to slow your damn mama down. That's what you need to do. Slow your mama down the way she drives
through
these damn streets.
No, what you need to do is stand in the middle of the street if she's flying down it so hopefully she can knock you out the way, okay? Don't talk to me like that. You're being rude and disrespectful. I'm going to ask her if it's her because I don't think it's her, but you're not going to talk to me like that.
Okay, so your mama can just drive down the street and act a damn fool.
My mama can do whatever she want to do. My mama can do whatever she want to do. She a grown-ass woman.
She can't do it in the neighborhood that I'm a member of the HOA at. She can't do it there, okay? Now, I don't mind having your mama arrested with your kids in the car if I got to.
I wish you would. I wish you would have my mama arrested with my kids in the car. You're going to have more problems than you ever had, okay? You better not have my mama arrested. You're going to get arrested, and you're going to be sent to the hospital. How about that?
Okay, let me tell you something. Tell your mama to slow her down in these streets. This is the last one that I'm giving y'all. This is the last one.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to give no warnings, okay? We can have a real conversation about it. We can meet and talk about it. Because you ain't going to talk to me like that, and you ain't telling my mama nothing. I ain't telling her to slow down for nothing. What you going to do? What you going to do, Derek? As a matter of fact, let's meet about it. I'll bring my husband, too, since you got so much to say. You know what I'm saying? I want you to keep that same energy, okay, with my husband. I want you to talk to him like you talking to me.
Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't worried about your husband or none of that, all right? I'm going to say this right here. Tommy is the one that told us that your mama was speeding down the street. Tommy the one said it.
Tommy? Who the hell is Tommy?
Tommy said your mama was the one running up and down the street fast going 40, 50 miles an hour. Tommy the one said that.
I don't know who Tommy is, but Tommy can kiss my ass. You can kiss my ass. And any other neighbors who got something to say about my mama can kiss my ass. How about that?
Let me ask you this. Do you know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know him?
Son of a bitch. You got me. Oh, you got
Natalie.
Me.
Natalie, your sister.
Oh, my God. I had to pull over and text my husband like, you're on the phone talking crazy to me. I was all about to get you lit up, brother. Lit up, nephew Tommy.
Your sister Darius got me to prank phone call you, baby. Your sister.
Oh, it's going down. It is going down. Yeah. Oh, Payback is a real mother. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting back. Oh, man, I knew that was my mama. And I know you ain't gonna talk to me like that either. Oh, man. You got me.
Hey, baby, tell me this. One more thing before you go. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
You know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And tell Steve I said, hey, is Marty be working good?
There you have it. On this great Getting Up Friday, I put this stupid in teaspoons for y'all. I don't want to give it to y'all at one time. You understand how I do it? That's how I do it.
Well, we can't take no
we
more.
Didn't notice.
Five
yeah.
With the doses.
Can you get
that to an
eighth?
If I give y'all a whole cup now, woo! Y'all ain't gonna be ready.
All right,
coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, some sad news, actually. Legendary singer Rudolph Isley of the Isley Brothers has died. Wow, we'll talk about that a little later. Switching gears now, Cardi B celebrated her birthday this week and got close to $500,000 worth of Hermes bags. Ryan Seacrest admitted to stopping up Kris Jenner's toilet. What? There's another one? And this week's winning Powerball ticket was sold in California, but the winner hasn't claimed it. That's all coming up at the top of the hour, but right now it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Sherilyn in Richmond. Sherilyn writes, I've been married for 11 years, and I'm a stepmom to a newborn. My husband and I don't have any children, and when he told me he cheated and had a daughter as a result of the affair, I was secretly happy. Am I crazy to want to raise this baby?
No, you ain't crazy, but you're not crazy for wanting to raise the baby, but you are crazy.
Why? Wait, why you what? Say that?
Y'all can't have kids. Y'all married. You had an affair. Now you're saying you're a stepmom to a newborn.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What?
Now, you crazy.
Official.
Now, are you crazy for wanting to raise the baby? No. Mm-hmm.
That's
but
what
you're
she's
not.
Asking.
Uh-huh. You're not going to raise the baby. The mother is going to raise the baby.
Take this woman,
and
baby. What?
The mother is going to use the baby to her advantage.
Leverage.
Oh. Oh. Uh-huh. Oh, you ain't gonna have you going what you finna do is support the baby.
Mm-hmm. She was secretly happy, she said, though, that her husband cheated and had a daughter.
Yeah, well, you gonna get happy with these visitations, is what you gonna get happy with.
Yeah, that's all right.
Cause wow. That baby finna be the coldest pawn on the chessboard yeah. You've ever seen. So get ready. I'm glad you're happy now, cause always gonna come with something. Everybody happy when the baby born.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love baby.
We got a new grandbaby right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations!
Congratulations, big dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but from 12 midnight to 5, she has decided that that's her wake up time.
They always do. The newborn.
She don't understand. That ain't nobody's schedule but yours.
She's a baby.
That's a baby.
Okay. Yeah. The newborn right. Joy for me is gone already.
She just got here.
Yeah, well, all right. Let's go and get to sleeping now.
All right. Moving on. Congratulations, Steve. Moving on to Minnie in Burbank. Minnie says, my boyfriend knows that I have a cousin that starred in 3 explicit videos. He found one of her videos online and said he loved it and he watched it at least 5 times. It's weird to me that he even searched for her videos. Why would he do that?
Because he wanted to see her. What? Mm-hmm. What?
Rhetorical.
Why would he do that? Because he wanted to see her. The bigger question is, why would he tell you he watched it 5 times?
Yes, and that he loved it.
We're mad at him, not.
Yeah. Your cousin was everything in that movie. But then she says she stars in 5 explicit movies.
3.
They're porno movies, lady. Mm-hmm. What? If you star in 1, you've done too much.
So he's starring in like these down at AMC theaters or something.
She's here's the cold star. Part about a porno movie. Here's the cold part about a porno movie. Let's say you star in 3 of them. Mm-hmm. What about the auditions where you didn't get the part? What?
I'm sorry.
What happened when you go down there and you don't get the part?
Wow.
That's an audition just for nothing.
Mm-hmm. All for nothing.
Wow.
All right. Well,
you know, I think it's harder to be turned down as a porn star than a movie star. I think it's harder.
Why? Yeah. Why do you think it's harder?
It's okay not to want my acting skills, but when you don't want me, though.
You take it personally.
Cut. I done showed it to you. I done gave it to you.
Wow.
And now you don't want it. Damn.
That's ego called crushing.
Yes. That is.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Giselle.
Your skills together.
And okay, West Philly. Ahead. What do they say, though? How do you, what do they say when they turn you down?
I'm
clothes on.
You know, yeah.
Put your clothes on.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Hey, you can get dressed. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Next. Next.
You'll never be naked in this town.
Wow. Excuse me. Excuse me. Your panties are there. Get your panties. Thank you for coming. Wow. Hey, wow. We'll call you if we need someone like you.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And you got to bend over and get your drawers and walk out. Oh, that's a hard. Do you bend over? Do you stoop down? Do you yeah. stoop up? Go yeah. back stoop. Out the door?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you say thank you for the opportunity? What do you do?
Right. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank Keep you for bio. Having me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Moving on to Giselle in West Philly. Giselle says, I'm dating a new guy, and he told me that he does, that he pleasures himself before he gets in bed with me. He said he does it so he can take his time when we're intimate. He only lasts about 3 minutes when we have sex, so should I tell him it's not working?
Oh, that's true.
He already know it ain't working. Yeah, wow. He already know it ain't working. Aww. You just better be hopeful. You better be glad he done pleasured himself before, because you would just be sitting there going, what are you doing?
Get your clothes and go.
Because I'm going to tell you what he say. You ready? Ready? All right, here we go. Come on, you ready? Ready? And wham, bam. Woo-hoo-hoo. Girl, that was good. Girl, you something else. Woo! I don't know how you do it. Oh, you got me that time. Oh, you got me good that time. Woo! I'll be ready wham. Next time. All right, next time, come around. You ready? Ready? Here I go. You ready? Ready? Here I go. And swap, bam! Woo! Girl, God, dog. Oh, I ain't never, this ain't never happened to me before. I just can't. You everything.
All right. Moving on to Anastasia in St. Pete. Last one.
I'm going to take a shower now. Okay, go ahead.
Last one, Steve. Anastasia in St. Pete. She says, I moved in with my mom to help take care of my grandmother, but I feel like my mom is taking advantage of me. Last week, she went to stay with her boyfriend for 2 days, and she said she needed a break. How is this fair? Should I stay or go?
Move out. Move out.
What?
Move out. Mm. Go in there and kiss grandmama on the forehead and move out.
Because it's going to happen a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that is her mama.
But it's her grandmother.
You can't take care of grandmama. Then something happened to mama. Then you got to take care of mama, too. You caregiver. That's her mama. Go in there and take care of your mama. I would have took care of my mama.
Man, coming up next, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right, which is different than empathy, yeah, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, guys, some sad news. One of the founders of the legendary group, the Isley Brothers, has died. Rudolph Isley reportedly died peacefully in his sleep at home in Chicago. He was with his wife of 68 years. She was by his side. He was 84 years old. Rudolph began singing in the church as a teenager with his three brothers, Ronald, O'Kelly, and Vernon, before the creation of the Isley Brothers. Of course, they've been chart-topping since the late 1950s. So our condolences, of course, go out to the Isley Brothers. Wow.
Legend.
That's so sad, man.
True that legend. Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many brothers was it?
Man, I think it's five. I
you
know
said
it's
five.
Another one, too.
Originally, I think.
Originally. First. We all claim Ohio boys, you know. Roger Troutman, Slave, Ohio players, you know, Brick.
Right.
My dudes.
OJ's.
OJ's. LeVert.
Yeah.
Woo! Boy.
Ooh, LeVert.
God, dog.
Eddie LeVert.
You know, then you had to go back, Dean Martin, you know, cats like that, but you know.
Yeah.
All right, Ohio. I love it. Ohio.
Yeah.
Yes. So tell us about, we know you got a story when you went to go see the Isley Brothers.
Hell yeah, man. I went to see the Isley Brothers. So, you know, I used to dress for the concert, so I made a cane. I made a cane for the concert. Uh-huh. So I wanted jewels on my cane like it was on their album.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, 21 albums, dog.
Yeah.
21 albums. I didn't have all 21 of them. Because they was out before I was really able to even purchase anything. I didn't start purchasing records on my own. The first record I bought was Jackson 5, Mamas of Pearl. Mm-hmm. Went to the store and bought that. That was 78 cent. Damn near cracked me. I had a dollar. Damn near cracked me.
But you had to get the Isley Brothers in the game.
Yeah, I bought Mamas of Pearl. Bought that in a 12 cent Hostess pie on the way home. So I could eat the pie while I was listening to my 45. But I wanted to go see the Isley Brothers, so I had a cane made, so I put the jewels on it. But you know, they didn't have super glue out back then. You just had Elmer's and some wood glue.
Right.
And you weren't supposed to put the jewels on there. So every time I put the cane on the ground, one of the jewels fell off. I had a pocket full of jewels by the time I got back home.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, I put that cane down one time and the dude picked that jewel up. I said, partner, that's my jewel. He said, dog, I just saw this on the ground. Look, man. I got to get this jewels back to the house. So I tried to make it, but I couldn't make the cane. You know, I had the cape on, though, but I didn't have the cane.
You wore cape to Earth, Wind & Fire and the Isley Brothers concert.
Wore capes every show.
Every time. Yeah, they did. Okay. They did wear capes.
Isley Brothers had a cape on and a cold-ass hat. I couldn't make their outfit because they had way too much intricate detail on it. So I didn't want to, you know, embarrass them. So I just had the cape on.
Yeah.
And my brother's fedora.
Yeah.
My brother's fedora, cape, and the cane with all the jewelry on. I was good when it was Earth, Wind & Fire because they wore them Indian outfits that time. And I made the moccasin pants and my sister made the vest. And I had the big afro, so I stuck the feather in it. Mm-hmm. So I was looking. I had a headband on and everything. I was pretty good with that. I was all right. But I didn't do good at the Isley concert. I did real good at the LTD concert.
Anyway!
I had a lot more money for glitter because I had a summer job then, so... Whew. On the wings of love. Yeah, I want to.
Yes.
Have never been. Boy, I had all them. I was singing with LTD so hard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The old pimp next to me was watching the show. He said, damn, little man, you want up there, don't you?
You want up there.
Tone it down all a little right. bit so me and my woman can hear the show. Okay.
Yeah.
He said, oh, okay.
All right. In other news, entertainment news, Cardi B celebrated her 31st birthday on Wednesday. She had a party at Delilah in West Hollywood. Cardi's husband, Offset, gave her three new Hermes bags that collectively are worth $500,000. $500,000. Cardi B opened, each Hermes box one by one to reveal a hot pink Crocodile Kelly bag, an extremely rare Faubourg Birkin. And Offset captured the moment on video and shared the videos on Instagram. Happy belated birthday to Cardi B. And Steve, this reminds me of a story you told us the other day. On a recent interview on Kelly Ripa's podcast, Ryan Seacrest was coerced to talk about an embarrassing thing that happened to him. He opened up about the time he was forced to evacuate Kris Jenner's bathroom after, Steve, he clogged her toilet by accident. Okay, he caused her toilet to overflow. Seacrest said, I was in the powder room. The toilet was a contemporary all-black toilet. Then he said he did what he had to do. He did what he needed to do. Then he put the toilet paper in the toilet, and the water level began to rise, and he panicked. He couldn't stop sweating. He said then the water began to settle down, and he quickly got out of there. So I know you can relate to this based on the story you told.
See, he didn't do what
week.
I did, though. I don't really appreciate his story because, first of all, he called it a powder room.
Yeah.
When I'm in there doing damage, you can no longer call this a powder room.
This is a bad
everything but a powder room. When I leave up out of there, it's just a damn toilet.
Okay.
It ain't a damn powder room. I was in the toilet.
Oh, no.
Powder room. Being there, you need gunpowder at one point. What you gonna think you got? You need up in here, but his whole story. I was in the powder room right there, which means he didn't do no serious damage.
Well,
I was in powder room.
All right, thank you. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Junior has a birthday poem for the birthday girl, Carla. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is here. Steve, take it away and introduce our poet.
Come on
out. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is J-Rap. It's an acronym, folks. It stands for something. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome J-Rap, better known as Junior's Raggedy Ass Poems. Come on, Junior.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. You know, today is a very special day. It's for a very special person on this show. It's a family.
Don't let
member,
me down.
You know, I'm not going to let you down. Huck. I can't. Because Raggedy is the goal. Listen, so today is Carla's birthday. Carla, you know, I'm gonna tell you right now, Carla, you know, I stayed up all night writing this for you, Carla, because it's your birthday.
Oh, how sweet. You know, thank you, Jim.
Yeah. And you know, I know you're going to Vegas.
Yes.
Okay, I got you covered. Okay, I did all my research, so here it is. This is called Carla's Birthday in Vegas.
Come on. Come on.
Here we go. Happy birthday, Carla. Happy birthday to you. You are my homegirl, and we both went to Prairie View.
You know? Oh, I got it.
I heard that you're going to Vegas this weekend, so I wish you the best in Vegas, my friend. You do so much to make this show flow, and you mean so much to all of us, and we want you to know. Now, hold up. I wrote this poem. Forget about the rest of them. I just want you to remember me, your favorite play cousin, Junior, when you win. I hope you have a great time and ball out every night, but please stay away from Usher so Tosh don't have to fight. Enjoy your weekend and eat good and do some shots. And remember me when you make the jackpot on them slots. The end.
Yes. Aww, that was sweet,
come
Junior.
On.
Yay.
Did that.
Thank you, Junior.
But you please stay away from Usher. Doing that? That was all night?
All night, that's what he said.
Damn. Wait a minute, time. I'm surprised. Where y'all gifts at? I don't see. Oh,
hello. Oh. Tell them, Junior.
Oh, y'all go, whoa, hey. Oh, are we judging?
Huh? I'm not. I'm a birthday
harshly,
girl.
I am.
Okay.
Steve.
Well, let them judge.
I'm here to judge.
but I got my gift.
Tommy just asked you to, don't do that to yourself.
Well, don't do what?
Well, I can fix that. I got a cell number. She can get a Zell for me to shut the little ragged ass poem down. Watch yourself.
Because I got my phone. I'm ready. You sending it now?
Junior, I'll do it right now.
Come on.
Junior, I'll do it right now. No. You don't sit up here threatening me, talking about your gift and what you got.
Wait a minute.
You ragged ass boy. You done made to set up all night long, do that there.
Call
you
could have
done that in 5 damn minutes. It ain't even rhyme.
Our poetry,
I got like it, Junior. That's the next level.
Thank you, Carla. That's all it really matters. What you like?
Because we have both with your Prairie View.
You know
it.
Everybody be quiet. Go ahead, Steve. Get
Junior, I'm feeling, you know, man, you getting on my nerves, man. You be doubting me, man. You think I got here because I'm just stupid?
Coming up next, one of our favorites. Roscoe Wallace in the building with the birthday girl right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, he is here, Roscoe Wallace.
All day, baby. Hey, let's go out to the truck driver that don't like Sister Odell. Probably don't like me either. One day, hey, truck driver, you know the difference between me and you? Don't nobody know you.
Y'all heard him, Roscoe.
Oh, dude, what's going on, Shirley?
How you doing?
Happy birthday, Carla.
Thank you, Roscoe. Thank you.
Happy birthday, baby. Go out to Vegas and do something for me.
I am. I'm going to kick yeah.
All right, birthday girl, take it away.
Hey, what's up, forehead? What's going on, pretty little girl over there? I like a little girl over there. I'm going to have a holler at her. Put something on her. Get her mind right. Junior.
Roscoe, my hero, boy.
Going on, baby, my man. Tommy Tom, what's up with you, baby?
What it do, Roscoe?
Oh, it do what it been doing. What y'all talking about today? What can I help you with? Story, right. Song, what you need?
Go ahead,
I got an idea.
So, okay, so yesterday, this lady called in. She left a voicemail, and she was mad at the truck driver who was hating on Sister Odell, right? So she was mad about that because she's a Sister Odell fan. And you said Sister Odell has a strong fan base, like the Beehive, Rihanna's
Save
Navy.
Woman.
Yes, Odellis.
Christians
right?
are bigger than the Beehive.
Odellis.
Christians is bigger than the Navy.
Yeah.
Odellis is everywhere. No, you mess around, fool around, Sister Odell. You fool around with the Lord, okay?
Okay. Amen again. So I was thinking, has Sister Odell and Roscoe thought about doing a collabo together? Like a song, right now?
Well, you know, I had talked to Sister Odell one time about it, but
you
she...
Oh, you know her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know her, you know. I knew her, you know, she don't listen real well, though. She wanted her way or the highway. So I've been on the highway most of the time with her.
Okay. So
I don't really get that. You know, it's hard to produce somebody that don't want to be produced. She keep telling me that Jesus is her producer. So, you know, I got to back down. Amen. You know, I tell her I'm going to do a song, make a hit, and then she try to change. I always put the Lord in it.
Okay. So y'all been in the studio together and all that?
Like I wrote a song for not the OJ song. I wrote a different one for her. So when she passed the collection plate around, I wrote a song for her called For the Love of Money.
Okay,
she
let me
didn't do it like that.
Oh, the OJ's For the Love of Money.
For the love of money, everything be all right. For the love of money. And she gonna change it as soon as I say it to you.
What did
I'm
she
from
say?
The land of milk and honey. I love milk and honey. And I went, hold on, Sister Odell. Well, you can't change a hit record. You can't change a hit record. I said, I wrote something for love of money. And she gonna change the love of I like milk and honey. It ain't got no ring to it.
Oh, okay.
How did she take that? She didn't like that, huh?
Well, she told me to go to hell. And I quit talking to her right away because I don't really want to go to hell.
Right. Okay.
So I said, well, I'll be damned. Well, let me quit talking to her. So I quit fooling with Odell. I don't want to mess with her.
Okay. So now we know. You fooled us. Yeah.
All right. That's it right there. Mm-hmm.
Some temptations. Just my imagination.
Well, it was just my imagination once again. Running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Soon we'll be married. and raise a family background. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're killing it, Roscoe. Yeah.
All that, baby. All everything. Thank you, baby.
That was good.
That's all. I'm doing it for you, girl.
Thank you, Roscoe.
On cloud nine, you can be what you want to be.
Hey.
On cloud nine, you ain't got no responsibility. Cloud nine.
Sing that
everything
part.
The world is free.
Uh-huh, come on, Eddie.
Uh-huh. You're a million miles from reality.
Sing us out, Roscoe. Prank phone call coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I can't keep lying about my injury. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Friday, Shirley, we're looking for sheer greatness today. Sheer greatness.
Okay.
Friday the 13th, Carla Farrell's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring you... The Electric Company. The Electric Company. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know. I know you ain't ready for it. It's the Electric Company. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Quincy, please.
This is.
Hey, how are you? My name is Maurice. Maurice calling you from the power company. How you doing today?
I'm all right. What's up?
Well, listen, we're doing some testing in your neighborhood. We're trying to make sure we don't have to actually shut the power down out there. And we're calling around to quite a few people in your neighborhood, running some tests on individual homes and making sure the electricity is running correctly. Can I get you to do a few things for me and see if the quicker we get through with this, sir, and it's a possibility we won't have to turn your power off at all. I know you don't want us to have to come out and turn power off and you got stuff in your refrigerator that can spoil and things like that. So we want to try to get this done, and hopefully the power with the test that we run, it'll run correctly and we won't have to do anything, okay?
I don't know nothing about no electricity, though, you know what I'm saying? So
No, I understand that. Don't worry about that.
All right.
Here's what I need you to do. Now, how big is your house? What do you? How many bedrooms you got?
Four bedrooms.
Four bedrooms. Now, you have upstairs, downstairs?
It's too short.
Okay. All right. So here's what we need to do. If you can...
This ain't going to take long, though, right? I got it because I'm in a hurry, man. I ain't going to have a lot of time.
No. This won't take long at all, sir. Can I get you to take your breaker and shut down everything upstairs? And we're going to run a test on the stuff downstairs right now. It'll be real quick.
All right. Just shut everything off?
I want you to keep the downstairs open and keep that so we can run our test on this thing.
All right. Everything's shut. Everything's down.
Okay, you turned off
everything.
Upstairs.
I just turned off all the switches.
Okay, here's what I need you to do. I need you to turn on your television and then turn it off.
Downstairs?
Downstairs. How many TVs you got downstairs?
I got two TVs downstairs.
Let's turn them both on.
Hang on. Just turn them on?
Yeah, just turn them on. You got them on?
I got one on.
Let's try to turn that other one on.
All right, they both on.
Okay, now you got a microwave in your kitchen?
Yeah, I got a microwave.
Okay, turn that on.
It's already on, man. I can see the lights on. It's got the clock on it.
That's got that double Atron thing that's going through there, and it's a whole different type of current. I just want
to
make...
Man, I don't know nothing about what you're talking about, but I got to get to work, man. So the microwave's on. It's running.
No. I want you to actually turn it on. I want you to actually push like a minute or two on that thing.
What's that got to do with anything, man? Come on now. I mean, what I got to do?
No, this is a test, sir. What I don't want to have to do is come out there and turn your power off. And I don't want to do that. You got a lot of food in your fridge, I'm sure, right?
All right. Hey, look, it's on. Microwave's on. TV's on.
Okay. Now, open your refrigerator.
Work, man. The electricity works downstairs.
Okay, but listen now. I know, but what we got to do is we got to make sure that this stuff isn't overpowered. Now, can you open your refrigerator?
Yeah, man.
Do you see the button that actually has, I mean, well, you can push it and the light will go out. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on, man. You ain't got nobody to just be able to check something outside, man. I mean, I'm in the fridge.
I understand, but push that button five times for me and see what it does.
The light button?
Yeah, push that light button five times.
Come on, man.
All right, did it go off and on every time?
Yeah, it's off and on, man. There ain't nothing wrong with the refrigerator. The refrigerator's plugged in, man.
Okay. Now, here's what I want you to do. Right there, if you're in the kitchen, turn your sink on for me.
turn the sink on. What's that got to do with electricity, man?
Well, see, that's a nitro current. That's a nitro current. You wouldn't understand that, but I need you to turn that on for me, too. Just turn it on full blast. Got it on?
I got it on.
Okay, now go in your master bedroom.
I can turn it off?
No, let that water run. Go in your master bedroom and go in the bath for me. I appreciate you helping me out on this.
Man, Quincy. Come on, man.
Quincy, I appreciate you.
I'm in a hurry. I mean, everything's working. I'm in the bath. What's up?
Okay, flush that toilet for me, Quincy.
Say what?
Flush that toilet for me.
Flush the toilet?
Yeah, flush that toilet.
It ain't even electrical.
What it is, it's an aqua boogie.
Man, look, you need to get somebody. I'm gonna flush the toilet. It ain't no electrical plugs or nothing in this area, man.
Right, I understand that. You don't see what it is. This is an aqua boogie current that flows through that water. Flush that thing for me one time. Yeah, that's it. Okay, all right.
Toilet works, man. You ain't got nobody in the area that could come out here and just check this out, man.
Quincy, I'm trying my best not to come out and turn your power off. And I know you got somewhere to go.
Why you gonna turn my power off, man? You supposed to be making sure the power stay on.
Right, I understand that. Now, Quincy, do you have a blender?
Yeah, I got a blender, man. I got a blender, I got a TV, I got a refrigerator, and they all work. The toilet works, everything works.
All right, what I want you to do is get this blender, and we'll just throw you a few cubes of ice or something in there and turn that thing on for me.
Come on, man.
We're almost done.
I got to get to work, man.
Just work with me, Quincy. I appreciate it, man.
This is just a blender. Come on, man. This is a bullshit.
Yeah, that's that isometric current.
Electricity work in this house, man. You need to check the next house.
You don't have no problems with no smoothies or nothing in that thing, do you?
You serious? Man, what the hell that got to do with anything, man? I got to get to work.
I understand. I understand. Listen.
A minute, man. This is going too far.
Okay.
Have somebody come out here or do this because I need to get to my job.
And I understand that.
Well, I could just call and have people go through the damn house playing scavenger hunt. I got to get to work.
Okay. Now, listen, Quincy, one last thing. Are you able to shut that breaker, put that breaker back on, and then shut off downstairs and then go upstairs and check some stuff for me?
Shut off what?
Shut off the breaker downstairs. Go ahead and turn it
off. I'm not shutting off no breaker downstairs. I shut off the one upstairs. We done turned on every damn thing down here. You didn't have me. I got the blender. I done turned on the microwave, the refrigerator. Come on, man. Flushing the toilets and I got to get to work.
Quincy, I need you to lose this attitude you got.
I need you to get somebody down here to do this. My electricity in my house work. It work for you. Call me. The only thing that ain't work is my ain't at work because I'm here doing this bull. Playing off and on. Get somebody in here. This work.
Now don't piss me off and make me turn it all the way off.
This you on. My work. And when I get back from work, my still should be on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, Quincy.
It better be the last thing.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister Gail.
Gail better be in a witness protection program, man. Let me turn this water off, man. You got me.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
That's got to be the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And Tommy, you call me again, they going to be the show used to have Tommy on.
Turn the ice machine on. Turn this on. Turn that on. No pranks and praises. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
You don't need that. You don't need it. You do it for yourself.
No. Nobody want to jump in. It's okay.
We jump
That's all right.
In.
I'm going to take it to the bridge. I'm going to take it to the bridge. That would be tomorrow. That is the Stockbridge Amphitheater, Stockbridge, Georgia. That is Rodney Perry, Dominique, Tony Roberts. Hosted by yours truly and the one and only Monique. All right. That is the Bridge Comedy Show. It's in Stockbridge, Georgia at the Amphitheater. That's tomorrow night. Yes. And laying in the cut. Yeah. We'll talk about it later. Hey. You want to come through? Come on, come through. Holler at your boy.
Come on, come on.
I'm gonna be there. Y'all ain't really got room for me on that show, Tommy.
It's room. Come on, come on.
It's crowded.
Come on, come through.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to walk out and embarrass nobody. You know, me and you out there together be a lot. And then, you know, then everybody out there be sitting there going, well, who is these people?
It's a lot of laughs. I love it. Love it. All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I can't keep lying about my injury.
We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. Click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I can't keep lying about my injury. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am married to the craziest man on the planet, and he's always looking to, quote, hit a lick so he can retire early. We've been married for 7 years, and we have already stopped sleeping together. It's a mutual thing and something that we don't ever talk about. But just because we aren't having sex, it doesn't mean he's not still madly in love with me. That's why I'm careful with my side dude, and we only have sex at work because I don't know if my husband has a tracker on my car or not. My coworker will stake out the men's bathroom, or he'll get the storage room for us and then text me to come meet him. On Friday, he told me that we'd be in the men's bathroom. It has urinals, so he usually has to hold me up against the wall, and we have sex like that. We tried to lean on the sink this time, but it wasn't sturdy enough, and it tipped over a little bit, and I fell to the floor. I landed on my left wrist, and I broke my baby finger as I braced myself for the fall. I managed to leave the bathroom quietly, but in severe pain. I called a friend of mine that is a pediatrician, and he hooked me up without doing an insurance claim. I went home with my hand bandaged, and since I'm fair-skinned, my left thigh was a dark purple color. I lied and told my husband that I tripped over a box at work. The first thing he asked was if I filed a claim. He's more concerned about suing my job than he is about my injury. I told him that it was my fault, but he wants to file a claim anyway. He told me that he's going to talk to HR at my job because they're supposed to pay for everything. He also wants the paperwork from the doctor. I can't keep this lie up much longer. He's getting suspicious. What should I tell him? You know, see, that's the thing about lying right there. You got to keep telling them. You have to. You especially have to keep the lies going now, because if your husband finds out you've been having sex at work, your whole marriage is going to blow up. I don't care if you guys aren't having sex with each other. You said you and your husband aren't having sex, but that doesn't mean he's still not madly in love with you. Well,
I don't think, you know, your husband wants to find out that you've been having sex in the men's room down at the job. This whole letter is just terrible because you're having sex in the most disgusting places. The storage room at work, the men's bathroom with urinals and all that. Nothing sexy about that. Just nasty. And what if a man comes in there? What if men come into the men's bathroom, you know, while you and your side dude are doing the do? Then what? The only thing you can do now is just to stand your ground about not filing this claim with your job and hope and pray that your husband will eventually let this go. Because telling your husband that you were having sex on the job with your side dude coworker in the men's bathroom, that's not an option at this point. It's just not an option. Steve?
Oh, my God. You know, y'all people kill me, Tama. I can't keep lying. Yes, you do. You have to keep lying. I can't keep lying. Okay, go in there and tell the truth. I keep telling y'all about this damn truth. Y'all ain't listening to me. I can't keep lying. You got to. You can't tell the truth. I see, y'all get mad at me because I'm a proponent of the lying. But then when you find yourself in this situation, then you start to understand the importance of a lie, the necessity of a lie, the need to lie, and the most important thing, the reason to lie. Yes, you've covered all the bases with this lie. Now, Shirley has said that going there and telling him you're having sex at work is not an option. She know that. Everybody know that. Everybody heard this. You can't go in there and say that. Every woman listen to this that loves the truth. No, she can't go in there and tell the truth.
No.
So now why y'all mad at us when we lie? But every woman listening to this right now knows she cannot tell the truth. And you all are okay with it. This is a lesson about yourself. All of y'all lying, hypocritical people out there talking about, I tell the truth no matter what. Just tell me the truth. Go on in there. Tell your husband what you was doing, how you really hurt your hand. See? You see what I'm saying?
Not an option.
The lie is so necessary. You married to the craziest man on the planet. He always looking to hit a lick so he can retire early. Been married 7 years and we've already stopped sleeping together. It's a mutual thing and something that we don't ever even talk about. But just because we aren't having sex, it doesn't mean he's not still madly in love with me. Yes, it do. That's exactly what it means. He ain't in love with your ass no more. How you don't see that? What you making up stuff for? It doesn't mean we not madly in love with each other. Y'all ain't sleeping together. Now, you down somewhere sleeping with this dude on your job. But guess what? Y'all ain't sleeping together. You don't think he's sleeping with nobody? Is that what you think? And you think that's because he's madly in love with you? That's what you think? Girl, bye. When we come back, now you want to tell me that you sleeping with this dude only at work because you think he got a tracker on your car. That's easy to find out. Just like you got trackers, there's a device you can just buy at the spy store and run it next to your car and tell you if you got track on it.
All right.
Damn,
hang on, Steve.
I don't know nothing.
We'll come back to recap this letter at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject today is, I can't keep lying about my injury. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, I can't keep lying about my injury.
Well, go tell the truth.
She can't do that.
Ladies, all of you hypocritical people who are listening to the show, I don't lie. Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. You can't handle the truth, and lying is necessary. So since you are such a big proponent of telling the truth, and your letter says, I can't keep lying, it's time for you to go in there and tell the truth. Here's a woman been married 7 years. Her and her husband have stopped sleeping together. It's a mutual thing and something that we don't ever talk about. What? Y'all don't even mention it?
That's what she
But just because we aren't having sex, it doesn't mean he's not still madly in love with me. That's exactly what that means. He been out of love with you. Y'all don't even talk about not having sex. Y'all just don't have it. See, you delusional, because you sitting up here talking about, it doesn't mean he's not still madly in love with me. You ain't madly in love with him. I got news for it. You know why? That's why I'm careful with my side dude, and we only have sex at work, because I don't know if my husband has a track on my car or not. My coworker will stake out the men's bathroom, or he'll get the storage room for us, and then text me to come meet him. On Friday, he told me that we'd be in the men's bathroom. It has urinals, so he usually has to hold me up against the wall, and we have sex like that. We tried to lean on the sink this time, but it wasn't sturdy enough, and it tipped over a little bit, and I fell on the floor. I landed on my left wrist, and I broke my baby finger, and I braced myself for the fall. I managed to leave the bathroom quietly, but in severe pain. What?
Yeah.
You ain't got no damn respect for yourself. You just a piece. Your side, dude. You a side piece. You the side. You like that other stuff at Popeyes that ate the chicken. Don't nobody go to Popeyes cause of the size. They go in there for the chicken. Now they got nice sides. Mm-hmm. But that Popeye got chicken on it. Ain't none of the side. Popeye's chicken and biscuits. That's what's on the sign. If you ain't the chicken or the biscuit, you are not the star of this damn show. Mm-mm. Waffle House. The star at the Waffle House is them damn waffles. Don't go in there and get that flat ass steak. It ain't on the sign. IHOP, International House of Pancakes. The star of these shows is they pancakes. Don't go in there and order the spaghetti dinner. That ain't on the sign. Now they got it, but that ain't on the side. You the side piece. That's why you up against the wall on urinals. Your sex life is in storage rooms, buckets, supplies. You ain't even in a bed nowhere. You ain't even got a room down at the motor inn. Pull up your car to the door and dress from your trunk of your car. You ain't even in that club. You just in the trash room. Hey, I washed out a dumpster on my lunch break. Beat me down here.
Pretty much.
And you take your stupid ass down there. Now, you done set your ass up on the sink. It done snapped. Now, you done broke your finger. Mm-hmm. Now, I went home, my hand bandaged, and since I'm fair-skinned, my left eye got a dark purple color on it. I lied and told my husband I tripped over a box at work. So now you work in a factory of some sort. I just figured that out. Because now you in the supply room or you in the men's bathroom. So you're in some type of warehouse setting because now you're tripping over boxes. All right. First thing he asked was, have a file a complaint. He's more concerned about suing my job than he is about my injury. You already got the injury. He trying to make some money. The man that's still madly in love with you, you think, that who really don't give a damn about you. How could we turn this into a check? He ain't asked you nothing about how you did it. I told him it was my fault, but he wants to claim anyway. He told me he gonna go and talk to my HR, my job, because they supposed to pay for everything. He also wants the paperwork from the doctor. I can't keep this lie up much longer. He's getting suspicious. What should I tell him? This is what you do. You tell him you fell over at the box. Then you tell him you went in at HR. Then you get you some fake paperwork that shows you filed a complaint at your job. That's easy to do. All you got to do is ask the HR for if you want to file a complaint. They'll give you the paperwork. Tell them you want to remain anonymous. You get the paperwork. You fill it out. Mm-hmm. Now, you already said I called a friend of mine that's a pediatrician, and he hooked me up without doing any insurance claim. So you already got people that already know how to lie. Now, the reason he did that for you, because he want to holler at you anyway. So now you call your friend up and tell him you need a little medical report for your husband because you're working on something. And he going to look at you with that little wink in his eye and he going to want something in exchange for that. But you ain't got no problem with exchanging it because you get slept with on top of urinals and in storage rooms. So you might as well just go on and see what Doc talking about too. Go on, get your little paperwork claim, and now you have everything you need. You have the HR report. You have a medical prop from the doctor, and you tell him you fill it out, and you're just waiting.
for the settlement.
I can't keep this lie up much longer. You have got to keep this lie up. You have no damn choice. Lie, 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 lie. What is wrong with it?
Leave your comments please on today's Strawberry
Letter. Nobody else write me talking about they want the truth.
On Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. We're free. Never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This time now for Sports Talk with Junior.
Pippin!
What's up, Junior?
What's happening, Pippin? What's going on?
Yeah. There it is. Now I feel like Pippin ain't nothing right here. Yeah. What's up,
Junior? Okay.
Hey, what's up, ladies? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, Shirley? What's up, Monica?
Hey, Pippin.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Pippin.
Yeah, it's a pimp version. You got the white version, you got Stevie Wonder version, you got the pimp version.
Thank you, Pippin.
Happy birthday to you.
I like it.
That's it. That's always. Happy birthday to you. That's the pimp version right there. What's
like
up, Chaka?
I know that's right. You.
What you got, Junior? It's gonna
here we
make
go,
it quick.
Pimpin' man. Week six.
I'm gonna go
picks,
fast.
Man.
I'm gonna rip through them. Let's go. Yeah.
Ravens, Titans. I'm gonna rip through them.
Titans.
All right. Here we go, Pippin. Commanders and the Commanders and the Falcons.
Commanders.
Okay. Here we go, Pippin.
You gotta read quicker, Junior. You too damn slow. Quit saying
Seahawks.
Here we go, Pippin. I know who you're talking to.
Six Seahawks, Bengals.
Seahawks.
Colts, Jaguars.
Colts.
Panthers, Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Vikings, Bears.
Bears.
Okay. What? 49ers, Browns. I got to hear your
difference. 49ers. Watson still out. Yeah, he's still out. We ain't got a chance.
Ooh, Texans, Saints.
Careful now, Pippin.
Come on, Pippin.
Texans.
Thank you.
This going to be my worst week ever.
Patriots, Raiders, Pippin.
Raiders.
Okay. Lions, Buccaneers.
Lions, Detroit, all the way, baby. I don't ever not pick Detroit. Damn that. Where the players play.
Cardinals, Rams.
Cardinals gonna make a comeback this week. Yeah, Cardinals.
Okay. Okay. Eagles, Jets.
Eagles, no doubt about it. Jalen Hurts, sci-fi.
Giants, Bills.
Bills, comeback, lost last week. Ain't going to lose two in a row.
Okay, and here we go, Pippin. Cowboys, Chargers.
Damn, Cowboys. Y'all ain't got no faith in y'all. Justin Herbert going to eat y'all ass alive, man. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
All right,
them damn Cowboys.
Let's see what happens.
All right, Junior. Thank you. Thank you, Pimpin. Coming up at the top, a female listener wants to know if her husband is a big liar or if he's pranking her. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is from Georgiana on Steve Harvey FM, Steve. She says, my husband works from home and I have a catering business that I operate from the house. We love to prank each other, but I think I overheard something that wasn't a prank. I was busy cooking the other day and my husband was in the den on the phone. He was talking really low, so it made me wonder who he was talking to. I started listening at the kitchen door and he was saying that his catering business is successful and he has an amazing girl that cooks for him and she's down on her luck, so he's letting her crash at his place for a while. I don't know if he lost his entire mind or if this is a prank. I checked his call log and there was a number that I didn't recognize in his phone, so I wrote it down. So I'm asking Uncle Steve and the prank expert, Nephew Tommy, should I call the number back or let my husband know that I heard him? Which one?
God.
Come on, expert.
Come on, king of pranks. Come man. On.
Do I go with the prank or do I save the man? Lord, today.
Oh, choices. Oh, decisions.
You're torn.
I can't let another brother go down. He was pranking you, baby. That's what he was doing.
What?
He's setting up a prank for you. That's all it is. Y'all gonna laugh about it in a couple weeks. He know you didn't went through the phone. He know you was listening. He know all that. This is a prank. That's all that is. Don't sweat this.
I don't see them kicking about this one. Uncle Steve, what you
I
got?
I think it was very funny when he said he working with this lady that carried the catering company.
Yeah.
She down on her luck.
So she let him stay with him.
Crash at the pad for a while. That's you.
Right. That's you, wifey.
Ooh, that's a good prank.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I got a very successful catering company. The girl that do all the cooking, I fell on some hard times. She hit it. So she's staying in my crib right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't call her late because I don't like to wake her up because she got to get up early and start cooking. So
she got to work.
And if she answer, my phone, just hang up because she don't. I don't like none of my employees know none of my business. So just pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. The question, Tommy, is should she pick up this phone and call the woman? That's the question.
Or let her husband know that she heard him.
I'm doing A and B, but go ahead.
Yeah, we know what you're doing, Carla. We didn't ask you. We didn't ask you.
Hello.
A and B.
Yes.
Now, what women do that's really smart is women go get all the answers, then they ask you the question.
That's right.
Yep. See, a woman going to call this number, mm-hmm. talk to this girl best she can, then come to you and go, do you know this number?
So. Right here?
Yeah. So since I'm down on my luck and I'm crashing at your house, who is this heifer?
Girl, you know, girl, that was, girl, stop. You know that was a prank, girl. I got you.
No, wait a minute. Okay, but who is the girl you was getting me with?
No, that's somebody helping me do the prank, baby. That's all that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what is the prank, though? Tell me what's the prank, because I likes to get pranked. Go ahead.
ta-da, ta-da,
stuttering.
Ta-ta my ass. What is the prank?
The prank, baby, you listening to me, and I know you listening, but you don't know I know you listening. And then, you know, I went on said some things just to make, you know, just to, you know, just to get you. That's all. That's good.
Who is she, though? Who is she that you wants to prank me with? Because I done called her, you know.
Yeah.
We've already talked. Yeah, because I got the number out your phone. So I've already called her.
You've been in my phone?
Your phone.
Yes, in your phone. Yes. Your call off. Last call made. Who you was pranking me with.
What you said to her?
I asked her who she was. And then she asked me who was I. And then I told her, I'm the heifer that's down on her luck. That need a place to crash.
Yeah. Coming up for 20 minutes after the hour. Thank you, guys.
What is you holding your head for?
Is your house haunted? Is your house haunted? We'll find out right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Halloween is less than 3 weeks away. So here's a fun fact, guys. In a recent survey on unexplained phenomena, one in six people believe that their house is haunted. 42% reported feeling the presence of something they couldn't see. 39% have felt the presence of a dead relative. Ooh. 37% have heard footsteps or voices. And 19% have actually seen ghosts. So
I ain't seen them.
These are all white statistics.
Yes. So here's the question.
Because 0% of black people are available for this survey.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So has anyone seen a ghost? Have you ever suspected that your house was haunted? Nope. And if you did, would you still stay there if that were the case?
No.
Yeah. Nope. And would you knowingly buy a house that someone has died in? Because they're supposed to disclose that, right? If someone died in the house.
Oh.
So would you buy it if you knew that?
That somebody was dead in it?
Well, yeah, they died.
Depending on how
the
long
house.
They laid in there.
How they died. It depends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was in there for weeks and had decomposed, and there was a blood stain in the hardwood floating.
Okay.
It's a no for you.
Yeah, but if he got shot Friday and was out of there Friday night, I'd probably go ahead and move in.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather a hot bowl of oatmeal or a cold bowl of cereal? Which one? Oatmeal or cereal?
Ooh, just depends.
Honey Nut Cheerios?
No.
What?
Hell no.
What? Sugar Crisp.
Back when I was a kid, boy, we sure said, hey, kids, can't get enough sugar crisp. Hi, kids, it's Honey Sugar Bear. Yeah, Bear, what's up?
Boy,
like, right now, for me, it's Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
I love Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yummy. Okay.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Raisin Bran is still good. I like hot oatmeal, though, but I need something with my oatmeal. You can't just give it to me plain. Don't want it. I need that thick, heavy cream in it, warmed up. Whole cream, heavy.
Yeah.
Give me some berries in it. I really want brown sugar on it, but I'm off sugar now. But I put them berries in there and a little walnut slivers, slivers of almond.
Yeah.
And so that's berries. A meal. Yeah. That really is an oatmeal.
I put a little honey on it.
All right, so you'll take oatmeal. Okay, would you rather have a wedgie on stage, or would you rather have on shoes that are too tight on stage?
What? And that's an ugly walk when you got both of them.
But which one is your favorite out of the
two? I'd rather have them shoes too tight.
Shoes too tight.
Yeah, I probably had the shoes too tight. I've had that right there. Because I can play it off while I'm on stage, but when I get off, though, Lord have mercy. But that wedgie, though, because you can't do nothing about it. You know it's there, and you cannot.
Yeah.
But there's no slick way to get it off.
Not
in front of people.
No.
You can't stick your hand back in your crack talking about no excuse.
What?
You can sneeze, but you can't put your hand back there in your crack talking about excuse.
We got it. When you said it the first time.
No. Hey, y'all give what me is you doing? Hey,
give me a minute.
Yeah, give me a minute.
No, thank you. Don't shake my Woo. Hand. All right. Would you rather look great naked or would you rather look great in a suit?
Naked. I look good in a suit. I need to look good naked. I don't trust my naked right now.
I agree with you, Tommy. I don't trust your naked either. Man, like when you be, I'm going to give you a compliment, Tommy, because when you be dressed on Ready for Love, you be clean.
Thank you.
I said, this boy right here, man, he didn't
that ain't what you say.
No.
Oh, all right. He's doing me up
with well, he's here today.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, it is Friday the 13th. Gotta ask you this. Is anyone afraid of the number 13? Would you stay on a floor, the 13th floor, if there was such a thing in your building?
Surely. There's no such thing as a 13th floor in the United States.
Okay. All right, but so that's out.
But I mean, if it goes from 12 to 14, in Vegas, isn't 13 14?
It's psychological. 14, 13, or do you have any superstitions?
Monica building have a 13th floor because they don't give a damn about them. Now, if you got one of the cheap-ass places, they have a 13 on because they're not skipping numbers in no little... In the projects, they just 13th floor. We don't skip numbers. The Monica stay somewhere where they got a 13th floor, but mostly like in hotels and Vegas and stuff like that. There's no 13th floor.
They don't have a 13th row on the seats either. Doesn't it go from 12 to 14? But I was born on the 13th day.
Like it's nothing wrong with it. I don't have
I'm
anything
cool with 13. I'm not,
I play black 13 in Vegas.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that a winning number? So you guys aren't
10 and 13 is a split.
So you aren't superstitious, Steve?
No, about what? Mm-hmm. I split poles. I don't give a damn about that.
Who cares?
I know the Lord. I ain't got no time for that.
Right. There you
black
go.
Cat crossed my path. He better be running at top speed because I'm not breaking, so whatever.
What's the
what
other
about
thing?
If you break a mirror or go, what is the other one? Go under a ladder or something.
Yeah. I do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, break a mirror. Was it 7 years bad luck?
Yeah, 7 years like of bad luck. Yeah. Remember that song by Stephen?
I hate you ever had people that would be behind them that I break for animals?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little bumper sticker,
What you out here in the street for? You got claws. Get in them trees where you belong.
But they don't know how to cross the street. They don't know how to do that.
Yeah. They're just trying to get
the learn today. Right there.
They don't read.
Well, why does the deal pass by his sign? The sign right there? What?
Really?
It's for us to be aware that a deer is crossing, could cross.
I didn't know that.
But they got to know it's for them because they come through there.
They don't.
Because they see the sign and then that's where they go. Then they need a sign with some cars on it, with some dead deer. since we educating each other, animals need to learn too, damn it. Crossing the street and get to the other side and you ain't got no bushy ass tail no more, I bet you cross the street different tomorrow.
Yeah, if you make it.
Well, you know, Shirley, everybody got to learn. Uh-huh. Everybody got to learn.
Uh-huh. And it's up to you
squirrels
to teach them a lesson.
Need lessons. Yes, I'm not doing this here. You have another one? Anything else you want?
Well, I do want to know, you know, I've thought about this earlier, Steve. You've had a lot of jobs in your life, a whole lot of them you've told us about. But you've never said that you worked in the food service industry. And I just always wanted to know, did you ever work in a restaurant that served food? Were you ever a waiter?
I worked at Denny's.
Denny's.
I worked at Burger King once that got robbed. That was it. And then I worked at Denny's for like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
I didn't know.
You know how you be training, and I was following this white lady, and when the light come on, you're supposed to go pick your food. I'm not kept telling this lady. I said, the light is on. She said, don't worry about that. Follow me. And I followed her and tapped her again. I said, hey, that our light is on over here. So she ain't do it. So finally, man, you know, she said, well, go over there and deliver it. This will be your first one. I went over, I bought the food over there. Big fat white dude was at the table. He said, my this food is cold. I said, yeah, I know that, man. I told that girl I'm working with. I said, I'm going to train you. I told that girl three times the food light was on. She told me, don't worry about it. So this is it. I brought her back over here. Well, I don't want it. I said, okay. Well, I'm going to go get the lady. You take it back. I said, hey, man, hold up. And then he just kept talking. He said, what's wrong with you? Are you an idiot? You're going to bring me some cold food like this? What's wrong with you? And I'm sitting there going, hey, yo, my man, I'm training my first day. I ain't supposed to even be doing this. I'm just trying to help this white girl out. She over here, and I got to wait on her because I ain't supposed to go back. What is I'm going to do? I can't go back. It's going something else. I said, hey, man, you're talking to me a little bit rough. And that ain't what I'm doing right here. Now tell me, they said, you son of a, you just a blank, I tell you, don't blank. And he just kept cussing at me. I'm 18. I was real militant back then. So I just took the little spaghetti and just flipped it over on him.
Yeah.
Well, and then what temperature is that spaghetti?
And that was your first and last day at Denny's.
I walked on up to the counter because I knew what was coming. I took my robe off and folded it up and handed it to the manager. I said, hey, man, I'm get on out of here because this dude over here come to tell you what just happened. I probably ain't going to be here nowhere. I folded it. I didn't throw it on him or nothing. I was respectful. I folded it up real nice. He said, Steve, what are you doing? I said, I'm giving you my apron because when this man come over here and tell you what just happened, I'm probably had to give it to you anyway. So I get on out of here, man. I don't really think I need to be in the service business. I'm not going to do good with people talking to me crazy.
Yeah,
that was 30 minutes at Denny's. So that was it.
I love it.
Never bought another person another plate of food. I've been offered a lot of jobs at restaurants, but nope, it's not for me.
That's interesting.
Well, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Go to a restaurant and appreciate good service people.
Yeah.
Because great service people deserve a greater tip. Make sure your tip is substantial because these people needed to earn a living. There are some great servers out there because you could have had me as your server. And I turn your food over on your ass if you say something crazy to me. This has been the Steve Harvey Morning Show this week. God willing, we'll see y'all Monday morning. Y'all have a great weekend. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.